Bonsoir et bienvenue. Good evening and welcome to this evening of Arabic music. I'm glad to see that so many of you could come despite the dreary rain, but I'm sure our guests will be giving us plenty of sunshine. My name is Jamil Rajab, and I'm director of the Institute of Islamic Studies here at McGill. Before introducing tonight's master performers, let me say a few words of thanks about those who made this evening possible. We are celebrating the 60th anniversary of the founding of the Institute, and we gratefully acknowledge the generous support of the state of Qatar for this event and many more to follow. And let me also acknowledge and say how honored we are to have the Consul General of the Arab Republic of Egypt, His Excellency Amin Maleika, here with us tonight. Let me also thank my colleague, Professor Melek Abisov, whose initiative led to the invitations to Professor Rossi and Mr. Cusper. The efficiency and dedication of the Institute staff never ceases to amaze me, as you can see with our colleague, Karen Moore. And so it's a pleasure to thank her and Andrew Staples for all their hard work in organizing the events, and to Zaytoun Manjoti, who is here as well, and Adina Sigarto, who is also here, for backing them up. And we had several students, many of our students, who helped with the event. Let me thank Katie Kalamkarian, Salwa Fawzi, Asif Eftikar, and Bariza Omar for all their great help in doing this. And I also need to thank Dr. Barbara Rossi for all her help, support, and encouragement. It is now my pleasure and honor to introduce tonight's master performers. Last week, I think we were absolutely enthralled by the wonderful lecture and demonstration on ecstasy and Arabic music by Professor A.J. Rossi, who is of the Department of Ethnomusicology at UCLA in California. In addition to his day job as researcher, writer, and pedagogue in the field of Arabic and Islamic music, he also just happens to be a world-famous composer and master musician who plays numerous instruments and has performed throughout the world. He has won numerous awards, including the Society for Ethnomusicology Stevenson Award for Distinguished Composers and Scholars. Mr. Suhail Kaspar is a highly acclaimed performer on Near Eastern percussion instruments, the director of the SK Near East Music Ensemble, and a winner of the Dorothy Foundation Award. Hailing from Lebanon with early music training in Syria, Mr. Kaspar is now based in Los Angeles. He has performed in a number of venues in the United States and abroad, with singing stars and with several noted musicians, among them A.J. Rossi. He has recorded several albums and has been giving master classes and workshops in North America and internationally. I should mention that one of the sites of the workshops has been here at McGill over the last several days, where he has joined Professor Rossi in what has been a very successful series of workshops over the last 2 weeks. Now, those of us in Middle Eastern and Islamic studies are only too aware of all the bad news that is associated with our part of the world that we have chosen to study. But on a night like tonight, we are very fortunate to be able to bask in the cultural genius of Arabic and Islamic civilizations and their music, and we can let our souls remember. Please join me in welcoming A.J. Rossi and Suhail Kaspar.
Good evening. I'd like to thank the director, Professor Raghib, for the introduction, And I'd like to thank the Institute of Islamic Studies for their kind invitation. It's a real pleasure and honor for us both to be here and to share our music with you. I'll be introducing the items in the program very briefly, and then we'll perform, and if there are any changes, we'll certainly let you know. The first piece, as you saw in the program that you have, actually is based on a poem that expresses nostalgia for Al-Andalus, or Moorish Spain. It's an Arabic poem that was set to music. It's well known, the piece is well known. We're not sure who composed the melody, and I do some improvisation on that, and then we'll introduce the tune, and Suhail will be accompanying on percussion, and I'll be playing an instrument called buzuq, spelled B-U-Z-U-Q, an instrument that I've played since I was very, very young, maybe early teenage. Our next item is a solo on the reed flute, the nai. Well, this instrument has a mystique, and throughout the Islamic world, the reed flute has symbolic significance. And we always, when we play it, we feel nostalgic. We feel like our soul wants to just have experience with something extraordinary. Jalal ad-Din Rumi, of course, wrote a fantastic, very beautiful poem about the reed flute yearning to go back to the reed garden where it came from. Of course, the Sufi mystical symbolism is really embedded in that image. This is just a piece that is titled, well, it's my own kind of improvisation, very impressionistic piece, and it's titled Lament of the Reed.
Thank you.
I think the third piece in the program is one of my compositions, which falls in a very traditional category called samai. Samais and pashtravs and really are traced back to the Ottoman Empire, and especially the think of the whirling dervishes, the Mevlevis composed so many of these types of compositions, and they became those compositions type, those genres became very popular in Arab countries as well. The title of this piece is Samai Mahur. Mahur is the name of the mode, and Samai is the name of the genre. And Sohail will be accompanying on the RIQQ, it's a small tambourine.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Many times you hear devotional tunes and you recognize the tunes as being secular. It's very common sometimes. Some Sufi groups use well-known tunes, but they give them spiritual devotional meaning. The texts are replaced. And, we'd like to play a medley that's typically heard when you by Sufis from Damascus or Aleppo. This is typical Syrian. The medley. These tunes are typical of the Sufi groups. So we'll just perform this naturally on the Nai, and Sohail will play an instrument, the frame drum, which is also used in many, many Sufi sects, actually, in the Arab world. And it begins with improvisation, and then the tune, the medley, follows.
Thank you.
Well, next comes another one of my compositions, this genre called longa. It's known to be very lively and usually used to end a medley, perhaps. It's good ending. We will perform it, and we'll give ourselves some solos in the middle.
Thank you.
Our next piece could very well depict me and Sohail and Barbara walking around here, the beautiful campus and the beautiful streets of Montréal. The title of the piece is Promenade, and hopefully it will evoke that feeling of being excited about you walking somewhere that's very interesting and meeting good friends. Make good friends. I think always coming to from one city to another reminds me of when you go to another town and you discover that you have relatives there and you didn't know about them. So when you meet these wonderful people, and in fact, I met some wonderful relatives and friends from my hometown here in Montreal, and it was wonderful, and I was so excited last night. We had a wonderful, wonderful gathering. Well, we'll just play the piece. Sohail is playing an instrument. It's called dabuka or tabla. Sometimes people refer to it, musicologists refer to it as a vase-shaped drum if you make it upside down. Sohail and I were playing in a high-rise in Los Angeles, so it's kind of probably New Year's Eve, and it was probably hard to play, and it was a party. Everybody was, you know, drinking and all that stuff. And he left his drum in the corner. He came back and found it filled with chicken bones. My next piece is a different style. I composed this, don't know what kind of mood I was in, but it might be a bit sentimental as well as hopeful. It's called A Bientôt, and it's, you know, when it's like you're sad to leave somebody that you're a beloved person, you know, into separation or you don't see them again, but always there's that hope that you'll meet someday.
Thank you.
I think we switched a little bit toward, we moved to more folk music. This is a medley from Egypt. It's played on an instrument, folk instrument, called kawala or salamiya, that gained so much prominence in popular music in the last maybe 10, 20 years. Just the urbanites fell in love with this folk instrument. I think they probably like the breathy sound of it, just breathy aesthetic. So we'll do an improvisation on the kawala or salamiya, and then leading to Sohail's solo on the percussion.
Thank you.
Going to give us a small quiz.
How good are you on timing?
You can try.
That test you. I go like that. Good job. Second place. No matter what I do, you stay on 7 and 8. You're on university.
finale, it's hard to act to follow actually. We present an instrument that has been almost disappearing from the East Mediterranean world. It's called the mijwas. It consists of two pipes, and to play it, it accompanies the dabke, the dance, and to play it you have to practice a technique called circular breathing. So it sounds like I'm not breathing at all, but actually I am breathing. So and every time I play it, people come. I thought they come in to congratulate and says, "Are you all right?" But I have to tune it. It's a very temperamental instrument, I'm sure.
Thank you.
will for this session we have to dance, you know, this is the thing. In my lecture, I started my lecture last week about this instrument and the idea. I was talking about ecstasy in music, and this is, I said I won't play it in the lecture because it somehow it's it takes so much energy and breathing, circle breathing, it just didn't go much with academic message somehow. But today was, I played it, and I think the point is that people just feel like they can't stand, they cannot but dance and move. So that's we'll add, I composed a piece, and the best, I composed it actually for an Irish whistle. So, anybody here plays Irish music? I'm sure many of some, maybe. Yeah, of course. That's very good. So, we'll play that, and Kol Mayala means just on moving, nice way.